This brings us now, friends, to the last major division of the epistle to the Galatians. We come now to the autograph conclusion, beginning at chapter 6, verse 11 through the rest of it. We have now, in verse 11, Paul's own handwriting. And then we'll see Paul's own testimony. And then the cross of Christ versus circumcision, and then Christ's handwriting on Paul's body. In other words, there are three handwritings that are mentioned here. Now, the first one that he mentions is here in verse 11. He says, "Ye see how large a letter I've written unto you with mine own hand." Now, the large letter here doesn't mean it's a long letter. It means it's written with big letters. And Paul wrote the epistle to the Galatians himself. Now, in Romans, Paul had a secretary. He dictated it. And at the end, the secretary, Paul said to him, "If you want to put in your two bits worth, put it in." And so he said, "I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you." Paul says, "Tell him hello." But not in Galatians. He's not telling anybody hello here. He's been angry, you know, because they've been mixing the gospel with law. And when you do that, you absolutely destroy the gospel of the grace of God. Now, he'd written this epistle. He didn't wait for a secretary to arrive. And he says, "You see how large letters," not a letter, not a long letter, but letters. And why did he use large letters? Because, friends, Paul was partially blind. I studied Shakespeare under a very wonderful Shakespeare scholar, but he was partially blind. And he used to put the book right up to his nose and run it back and forth. I didn't see how the man could read it. But imagine studying Romeo and Juliet, a man running a book right in front of his eyes. But that's the way he did it. And he sure could teach Romeo and Juliet, by the way. Well, Paul has written, apparently because he had eye trouble, I believe that was his problem, that he's now written large letters. And when this teacher would hand back a paper to us, it was always in big letters. Whatever grade you got, you sure got it in big letters. And he never was able to comment very much because he'd use up the whole outside of the paper making just one or two words. He wrote so large. Well, Paul apparently is writing like that. Now, Paul says, "You see what large letters I've written unto you."